I'm Bob Conte. I'm the historian here at the Green Bar, and I've been here for 39 years. I think the Green Bar goes back way farther than people imagine. I think in America, an old hotel is 100 years old. That's really, really, really old. But, you know, 100 years ago, we were already an old resort. So it adds this whole depth. You have this sense of being literally steeped in history when you're walking through the hotel, down to the golf club. It gives it that special something that you just can't, you know, buy off the shelf. So we're just about to walk into the once secret bunker. There are three major blast doors. This is one of them right here. And so, all the time before disclosure, this was always closed. You had no idea. And that's hard to convince people that you didn't know there's a 10-ton blast door here. So you'd swing it this way, and by turning that wheel, the pins would go in here, and that would close off this entrance. So you walk in here. So for 35 years, the Greenbrier had a secret relationship with the government that in case of imminent attack on Washington, D.C., with one phone call, the government could take over the entire Greenbrier, move Congress down here, and this would be the site of the legislative branch of the federal government. So it's sort of hard to visualize the whole idea of an overbuilding on a covert building, but this illustration, this was done back in the planning days, back in the early 60s. So we're down here, and then, you know, the pillars that support the above ground building are literally right above us here. So you got a three-story wing up here. That's that West Virginia wing. The road goes right by here. This is called hiding it in plain sight. One of the great stories here that in May of 2009, a man named Jim Justice bought the Greenbrier from CSX, and we've begun sort of a whole new era. He brings in the PGA Tour, the Greenbrier Classic. He builds the Sports Performance Center that the Houston Texans will be using. Texan fans who make the trip up here to the Greenbrier will find easy access to all this practice. It's an interesting process, watching the team being put together here, particularly since lots of these guys know this is their one chance to get on the team. So this is all very serious. It's all very accessible. They have a huge facility for their locker rooms. They have two natural turf fields, one artificial turf. So you can come by and spend days watching the team literally being put together here in preparation for this season.